Clichic has been on a long journey with Social Value Business and Social Value Quality Mark, and five of its businesses have just been awarded the bronze. They joined two other businesses within the group that were also awarded bronze last year and are now working towards their silver. So it's great to be joined by Emma today. Hi, Emma. Can I ask you what motivated Clichic Care Services Group to apply for their bronze awards?
Sure, no problem. So motivations for applying for the Social Value Quality Mark accreditation were that it would be an accolade we could include in our tender responses that went over and above what our competitors were doing. It was quite new at the time when we set off on accreditation, on our accreditation journey. So we've seen in the last few years the proportion of marks on the social value section of tender responses increase. It's probably at the moment somewhere between 10% to 30%. So it was important that we kept ahead of the competition, and it would put some clear blue water between us and our competitors on social value. And we're seeing as time goes by that accreditation is becoming more recognised by commissioners. And also, one of our other reasons, one of our other motivators, is we wanted to move away from well-intentioned, if a little bit tokenistic and localised approaches to social value, and move to a more professional approach that had the whole group's commitment to social value that makes a difference to people's lives. So in doing that, our understanding of social value has grown. So we've got quite a big pool of people in the business who are understanding of social value. Also, it's increased the company buy-in and the company's willingness to invest.
That's great, and I think that's one of the motivators, isn't it? So we get told that it's not just the accreditation, so it's not just about receiving the award at the end of it. It's actually the process that you go through to achieve the award. So can you say something a bit about that and what you've learned or discovered along the way?
Sure, no problem. I think probably the key learning for us as a business was just the willingness out there for people to get involved. It's an area I think that people are naturally enthusiastic about. I mean, especially working in care, they're very caring and want to make a difference to people's lives. So we didn't really have to drag people along. They were keen to get involved. And as well as the stuff that we had going on as a group that we were wanting them to do, we were finding that they were already doing stuff locally, like, you know, there was a lot of involvement in donations to food banks, and they had partners already, you know, like Age UK, and there were a few sort of other local charities. Also, we learned a lot about partnerships and how to get these set up, and how to work with partners and select partners, and how to make sure that your values are aligned. So we spoke to a number of different potential partners, but before we selected the right ones for us and for them. So, you know, we were all aligned on the same values and heading in the same direction. So I think they were the kind of two main learnings, two big learnings along the way.
So that interesting you mentioned partnerships there. So that was that came out of a piece of work, didn't it, that happened with Social Value Business, who are partners of the Quality Mark. Can you say something a bit about Social Value Business and how they supported this process?
Yeah, they've been fantastic. They've supported us from initiation of the project and guiding us through. So talking to us before we initiated the accreditation, talking to us about what that would involve. So it's relatively straightforward. So it involves you having a social value director and a social value lead within the business. And then it involves you defining your social value definition, and then your themes, and then your targets and your key value indicators. And for ourselves, that involved, well, we had two sort of front runners. Two of the businesses went first as the guinea pigs to kind of have a go at it. And then off the back of that, the rest of the business followed. So we had the sort of two blaze trailblazers going first. And they've kind of guided us through from the beginning to the end and gave some training before we started. And then also organised the sign off and the awards coming through.
That's great, thank you. And so you mentioned that one of the one of your motivators was around being able to respond in a more robust way to tenders, for example, and also that kind of credibility with your commissioners, being able to show that your values align with your commissioners' values. How is that kind of panning out in practice? Of how are you seeing things like your tender responses score as a result of this journey that you've been through?
Really, really good in terms of social value responses on tenders. We've had a few where we've come top of the shops, as in if it's a 5 out of 5 response where you can get 5 points, we've scored 5. So we've come top a few times. You know, perhaps we've not come top in the other sections, but we have come top in that section. And I think it's because we can offer them in our response an extremely well-described social value process, where we've got the social value director, we've got the social value leads, we've got our themes, we've got all of our key value indicators, we've got all our targets, and then we can give them evidence and examples, and they're not made up, they're not pretend, they are real from the work we've been doing. It's actually a real project that is initiated and has been taken out to the business, that people understand what they're doing in social value. And we've involved a lot of people from across the group. So this is what I mean about, you know, it not being tokenistic. It is a big project and it is real within Gleeson Care Services.
So it sounds like there's also been a sideline benefit in terms of how maybe your employees are engaging with this, and local relationships as well. So partner relationships and how your employees are working locally with communities.
Definitely. And I think it's a fantastic job. We had sort of a few graduates who in their first few years of employment who have been working on being social value leads in the businesses, and it's something thoroughly enjoyable for them. It's certainly a job I would have loved when I was a bit younger back in the day.
So what does the future hold, Emma? Where are your businesses going from here in terms of accreditation and social value more broadly?
So we have two businesses that achieved their bronze social value quality mark first, so ahead of the rest of the group, and they are looking to undertake their silver level December at the latest, so December this year, and that involves being able to evidence that the key value indicators are being achieved, and not just from a single source. This is from multiple sources. So the questions they ask themselves is, can we see it and can we hear it from multiple different sources? So there are trailblazers. They're going to lead the way. And then within the next year, so we're probably looking at June 24 for the other 5 regions to follow on, because they've just recently achieved their bronze. So they'll be looking to achieve their silver within the year, whilst gathering their evidence in between now and then.
Great. Well, thanks so much for your time today, Emma. And we wish you the best of luck. We'll obviously be with you all the way through your accreditation journey, and look forward to Clichy Care Services going from strength to strength.
No problem at all. Thank you very much.